Clicking Facts Away. A climate change researcher, Victoria Herman, managing director of the Arctic Institute, a Gates Scholar at Cambridge University, and a National Geographic explorer, has discovered that some of the global warming data provided on the federal website that she posted it on has been erased, delinked. It's been archived for the public, but what Herman and her colleagues are most alarmed by is the message being sent. While global warming is being pushed aside by the Trump White House, the coastal communities that Herman and her colleagues are hoping to protect, they're bracing themselves for the next major natural disaster to hit. According to Herman, scientists and citizens will face more challenges getting the real facts with global warming research under attack by the federal government.
In the hours after the inauguration, the content manager of our website sent me a frantic email saying that we had a number of broken links on the website. So I had to go back and see what those were. They were some of the most important policies that the United States has of the Arctic, and they were all housed on the Obama administration's website. So all of those went defunct in January. So I had to go back and find where those were. Most of those were archived, and you inevitably have some broken links when you go from one administration to the other. But what's more challenging is the ones that are continuing to come 2 months later in places like the EIA or DOE.
And that's really the new sort of lingua franca of certain policy approaches to something like climate change. It's not burning books, it's breaking links.
Exactly. It's breaking links. It's making them more difficult to access, both from the public in education sites, but also for researchers who now have to go through paywalls and peer review journals to try to find comparable data from what was publicly available on government sites.
You know, the implications of climate change are pretty obvious and unmistakable up there in the Arctic. And there are some arguments that climate change is a good thing up north.
Yeah, so there are definitely opportunities, but also a lot of challenges in Arctic that's warming twice as fast as the rest of the world. Where I work as a National Geographic explorer is along the coastlines of the United States, and some of the most dramatic effects I've seen over the past year and a half have been on the Alaskan coast in places like Shishmaref or Shaktulik, villages that will need to relocate in full further inland because of the effects of climate change.
What would have been done in the past? Say there was a volcano or some geographic event or geological event, the government would study the implications of, say, Mount St. Helens erupting and would prepare plans, right?
Right. So we do have a lot of plans in place through FEMA and other federal agencies for quick onset disasters. So those are things like Hurricane Sandy or Hurricane Katrina that come in, they displace people, and then you have to react quickly. What we actually don't have a very strong history of is those slow onset disasters. So how do you prepare for a community that it will not be livable in the next 10 years, but it's not because of a hurricane, it's because their shoreline continues to erode at 50 feet a year until the houses are falling into the ocean.
Do you know communities where you could make a phone call right now and tell people in 10 years it's over, folks?
Oh, they already know. Earlier this year, I was in Île-de-Jean-Charles in Louisiana, which is the first community that has received federal funding to relocate in full because of the effects of climate change. So that community knows, as does the ones I previously mentioned in Alaska, that their homes won't be around in another 10 years.
What's your worst case scenario based on either links that are broken and that things that aren't going to get discussed in time?
I think the worst case scenario is just a lack of action from the Trump administration for the communities most at risk today. So a lack of funding and technical assistance for places that know the next storm next fall might be their last in the community that they're currently in. And when they get emergency evacuated to another place, whether that be a close by city or a larger village in their rural area, that there will be no assistance and no support for them in that wider area, and they'll face a lot of socioeconomic issues there.
Victoria Herman is managing director of the Arctic Institute, a Gates Scholar at Cambridge University, and a National Geographic explorer. Victoria, thanks so much.
Thank you.